Acts chapter number 3. There's something else we can do with our physical bodies, and I believe as well spiritually, with our spiritual bodies we ought to do. Acts 3 and verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame. That means he could not what? Walk. Amen. Lame. From his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. He thought he was getting some money, didn't he? Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none. What a good verse. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Notice what Peter did. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he began to do what? Be able to stand. Something he had never been able to do before. Everybody was always carrying him around everywhere he went. That's how he got to where he was now. But he got strength in his ankle bones, lifted him up, helped him up. He got strength in his legs. And notice what verse 8 says. And he what? What's the next word? Leaping up. Amen. Leaping up. Stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and what's the next word again? Leaping. Amen. Walking and leaping, the Bible says. And what? Praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Amen. And they were filled with wonder and amazement. As you read the next verse, you see that. They were amazed at what the Lord did. May I say today, something else that we can do with our physical body, we can lie down for rest, but you know something else we can do? We can leap. Amen. I don't know about you, y'all, but I don't leap as much as what I used to. When I played basketball, I used to leap a lot. Amen. When I played baseball, I used to take and leap to try to catch the ball sometimes, right? Or not really leap, but it's kind of a leap if you slide. Amen. You're sliding down. You're leaping over that direction for the ball or to slide into home plate or slide into the base if you're stealing or whatever. You do leaping, right? You leap up and down. Sometimes you think about when you used to exercise, jumping jacks, right? You're leaping up and down, up and down. Here this man, he had never walked, been carried everywhere. He received his strength. He got helped up to his feet for the first time. What did he start doing? He started leaping up and down, up and down. How many of you in here has ever leaped before? Everybody in the building, amen? We've leaped. You say, I can't leap now. I'm not asking you to, amen? Maybe so, don't leap. Some of you, you might fall, might get hurt. We don't want that, amen? But I'm thinking you can leap. The physical body can leap. You know what else we ought to do? We ought to leap with praise to the Lord with our spiritual bodies. And you know what happens a lot of times when we leap with our spiritual bodies to the Lord and praise to Him? Sometimes we might even be leaping on the outside. I ain't got nothing wrong, and I don't believe, based off this scripture and other ones we can look at, if it's done in the right way, let me put that little tag, that little asterisk on there, okay? If it's done in the right way, there is nothing wrong with a person jumping up and down, leaping in church, and praising the Lord. Amen? There's nothing wrong with a person running an aisle as long as they're doing it in the spiritual leading of the Lord and they're praising Him and excited about what God's done in their life. Amen? Not for a show, not for somebody to look and say, oh, look at them, what they're doing. No, I'm talking about praising God. Amen? This man didn't care what nobody said about him. He didn't care if somebody looked at him and said, what is that nut doing? None of them did that though, did they? Instead, they looked and they were amazed saying, look at what God's done in this man's life. Amen? What miracle He's performed. They were amazed at what went on and took place, if you will. And I believe today there's nothing wrong with leaping with praise to the Lord. Amen. You and I, we ought to be leaping with our spiritual bodies, and if the Lord gives us the strength to and leads us to leap with our physical bodies in praise to the Lord. Amen. You might not be able to leap, but I believe every one of us can do this. Amen. We ought to be leaping in praise to the Lord. You say, well, my arms hurt me. Well, I bet you can do this. Everybody in here can. I've heard you do it this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Every one of us can. You might not can lift the arm up, but you can lift the mouth up. Amen. I think about today, I'm simply saying we ought to be leaping with praise to God. And that's what this man did. He was leaping and walking and praising God. He was jumping up and down, amen, if you will, praising God. He was having him a fit, as they say, amen. He was praising God for what he had done in his life. He was leaping with praise. It wasn't about drawing attention to himself, although he did do that, as we can tell. But it was about praising God for what God had done in his life. How about you and me today? Are we leaping up and down with our bodies, praising God for the things that he's done in his life? This man had the Lord come by and touch him physically and heal him. May I say that we haven't had the physical touch in the Lord's healing us in such a dramatic way like this man has, but we've had his spiritual touch. You say, what in the world do you mean? I mean, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there was a day where you were dead in trespasses and sin, like was mentioned in Sunday school this morning. There was a day that spiritually you couldn't walk, amen. There was a day that spiritually you couldn't do anything for the Lord or get nowhere or make it to heaven on your own. There was a day where you were lost, hopeless, hopeless. But you know what? The Lord passed by. Amen. And he took and offered the gift of salvation, amen, full and free, by the grace of the Lord. And all we had to do was reach out and take his hand and let him lift us up. Amen. And we ought to, ever since that day, go walking and leaping and praising God, just like this man did. Amen. Why? Because Jesus came by. Jesus made a difference. Amen. Jesus healed us in our life. He healed us spiritually, if you will. He gave us life. Often, I ask you me this question this morning, how often do we praise God? How often do we praise God? I bet till the day this man died, I could be wrong now, I'm not a betting person, and we shouldn't bet, but I think about this though, I bet till the day this man died, every time he walked, I guarantee a lot of times it hardly ever was there a step that he took that it didn't go through his mind. You know what? Without Jesus, I couldn't be doing this. I think about me and you today. How about us? How about us? Do we think about it that way every day when we go through our lives? Without the Lord Jesus Christ, I couldn't be doing this. That's why I believe most of his life he always went walking and leaping and praising God. You say, why? Because he realized without the Lord he couldn't make it another step. And he couldn't have made it the steps that he made to get to where he was. Because before, he always had to have people lagging him around and carrying him around. I think about some people today, spiritually speaking, they're in the same condition this man was before the Lord came. You say, what do you mean? They're asking mom and daddy's religion, and I use that lightly, mom and daddy's God to carry them around. You say, and what do you mean? You ask them about salvation, a relationship with the Lord. You ask them about, do they know they're on their way to heaven? Well, mama was this. What is happening? Mama is carrying them around just like mama did this baby. Well, my brother's a preacher. Guess what? That brother is taking and doing what? Carrying them around. You know what? That ain't going to cut it when it comes to getting to heaven.
That's right.
You got to meet Jesus. You got to come to know Jesus yourself. And guess what he can do? He can heal you. Amen. He can heal you of that sin sickness that you have. He can take care of that. Amen. You think about today. Here is this with our human bodies. We lie down for rest. But one thing else that we can do, we can leap for praise. I ask you, when's the last time you laid down to rest with the Lord? When have you rested last in Him? But I ask the second question this morning. When have you and I, and how often do we take and leap in praise to God? Some of us, I think, sometimes we worry too much about other people and we don't take and leap in praise to God like we ought to. You think about, we think that we've did it. We're the ones who's got us where we are. I had a guy at work this week ask me an interesting question. And this kind of tied in with this point. He asked me a real interesting question. I've been thinking about this all week. It has not got out of my mind. One of my new co-workers. He said, "You a preacher, right?" That's always a loaded question when somebody says that, Brother Crouch. I know something's getting ready to come. I know it's coming. But anyway, I said, don't know what, but it's coming, whatever it is. And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I got a question to ask you then. I thought, oh me, here he goes. You know, drinking, smoking, you know, belly buttons, some crazy something, probably Adam, and all this mess. I knew something crazy was coming. It was going to be some joke of some sort or some kind. Thankfully, it wasn't. But he asked me, he said, I got a question. I said, what's that? He said, when does your worship service start? And I thought, now he asked me all this to ask me that, you know, just made it like he was going to ask me some big question or something, you know. And then he asked me, when's your worship service start? And I knew the answer that was coming to my mind was not the answer or where he was going. But I didn't know how else to answer it. So I gave him the obvious answer. I said, well, I said, if you're asking what time our worship service starts at church, I said, it starts at 11 o'clock. I said, you ought to come sometime. You know, I thought, I was thinking, well, why is he asking me anyway? So, and he said, oh, he said, so you don't have Sunday school at your church? And I said, well, yeah. I said, we do have Sunday school. I said, he said, what time does Sunday school start? I said, 10 o'clock. And he said, well, he said, you know, he said, at our church, he kind of got me with this one. He said, at our church, he said, our worship service starts, he said, at 10 o'clock, our preacher tells us, he said, when Sunday school starts. He said, because he tells us every week, he'll say, hey, as soon as we get in the doors, guess what? The worship service starts. And I thought that was pretty good. And I said, you know what? I said, amen, you're exactly right. So, Brother Brent, you're starting worship service every week. Amen. But then I got to thinking just a few seconds after he said that, and I said, you know what? I said, you're right. I said, but you know when it really ought to start? I said, it should start the day we get saved. Amen. I said, it should always be going. Because our worship service shouldn't just start at 10 or 11 and it lasts for an hour and it's over with. Our worship service ought to be every day, always in our lives, ever since we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and realize who and what He is. Amen. And that opened my eyes this week. I said, hey, that's a good question. Amen. I don't know a lot about the guy, but I said, that's a good thought. Amen. And so you think about today, we ought to be leaping with praise, worshiping and praising God, if you will. Always we should be worshiping Him. But notice with me the third thing, the last one we'll look at this morning. We'll finish up the other tonight. Something else we can do with our bodies. Look with me at Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews 12. You're familiar with the verse of Scripture, another familiar verse, if you will. Hebrews 12 and verse number 1. We talked about verse 2 not long ago, if you will, when we're talking about our vision and things here at the church. In Hebrews 12 and verse number 1, the Bible says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us, what's the next word after us? Run with patience the race that is set before us. Turn with me to another verse of Scripture. Let's compare that to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. 1 Corinthians 9. There's other verses we could use to kind of put in here as well, but we'll just look at these two. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse number 23. The Bible says, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which, what? Run in a race, what? Run all. But one receiveth the prize. So what? Run, the Bible says, that ye may what? Obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Those that run in the earthly races. A crown that'll pass away. But we, those of us that are saved, our race, we do it to obtain a what? Incorruptible, something that won't pass away. Amen? That'll stand throughout all eternity. Verse 26, I therefore, Paul says, so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. There's a lot of things we could say here about this passage of Scripture, but may we simply notice this morning that something else we can do with our body is what? Run. Amen. We can lie down for rest. We can leap for praise. But the third thing we can do is run for the prize. Amen. We can run for the prize. I thank the Lord that I can run with my physical body. Amen. I think about, I've always said this, you know, some people talk about, and I've never been one of these, but some people, you know, act like they're so big and tough, right? And they can just knock anybody out and ain't nobody gonna mess with me and I can take them out, you know, and that type of thing. And they're a fighter, if you will, in that regard, you know. And you ain't gonna say nothing about me. You ain't gonna do that to my mama and blah, 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 and all that type of stuff, you know. And they're just, you know, fighters. I've always said I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses, Brother Gary. And you know what my strength is? It ain't fighting, it's running. Amen. You say, what do you mean? They come after me, I can outrun them. Amen. I can't outfight them. I ain't as strong as, amen, a lot of them are. I ain't as big as a lot of them are. But you know what? I can run pretty fast. Amen. I can run pretty fast. I think about different times we went to Blessed Hope. We'd have little contests or different things, and you know, and we would take and we'd have, you know, we'd have sometimes the kids in school, they'd want to do arm wrestling, right? We've all done that at some point. I didn't do so good with arm wrestling, Brother Gary. Now, I could do good with the wrist lock unless they called me on it. I could wrist lock good. I could sit there all day long with my wrist locked down on the thing and you couldn't get me down. I'm good at that. But it didn't take long to do this. But then I'd do this. Amen. Until they started fussing about it. But you know what my strength was? Running. Those same people that could take and just throw down my arm in a heartbeat, guess what I could do? I could outrun them. I could outrun them. No problem. I could outrun them most of the time. You say, why do you say that? Because I'm simply saying with our physical bodies, we can run. You say, I used to could run. I can't run now, Pastor. I got you. But you know what? If you had to, you probably could run. Might not be as far. Might not be as fast as you once did. But you could probably run a little bit. Most of us in here could. But you know what? I think about spiritually, our life is a race. Amen. We see that in both of these passages we looked at. Of how we ought to be taken and running the race for the Lord with patience. And we ought to be running the race with patience, but we ought to be running the race for the prize. Amen? Run it with patience, but run it for the prize. Sometimes we take and we don't run with patience. Sometimes instead we run with, why ain't this hurrying up and getting over with? Amen? Why is this going on? Why is that obstacle in my way? Why is this taking place? What we ought to do is run with patience for the prize. I think about today, sometimes those runners, you watch them, they race, especially in these long old marathons, amen, and sometimes they have to run with patience. They don't start out the starting gate with, you know, like a ball of fire and run the whole race like a ball of fire, because you ain't going to run them long old marathons like the Boston one and some of these other ones like a ball of fire for the whole race, are you? You'll never get it finished. I think about the same thing's true with the race of life. Amen. That's why I believe he said in Hebrews, you have to run the race with what? Patience. Patience. I'm not saying don't give all. You say, what do you mean? I believe those runners in that Boston Marathon, when they're taking and running hard and all those things, but they know they got all these miles ahead of them, what do? Do they run hard? Yeah, they're running hard the whole way. But they do use, we use this word nowadays, they take and they run with patience. They pace themselves. Are they running hard? Yeah. Are they quitting and giving up? No. Are they not giving it their all? Yes, they are giving it their all. But they realize that they've got to run with patience to get to the finish line to receive the prize. You think about sometimes, like I mentioned a while ago, we could tie this in here, about those sheep. There come time where they had to do what? They had to lie down to rest. May I say, in our Christian walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to take and learn to run, yes, with everything we've got. Yes, with all the strength and might the Lord gives us. I'm not talking about quitting on Him. I'm not talking about quitting a taking a break serving God. We shouldn't take a break serving God. Amen? I'm not talking about that at all. But I'm talking about we ought to run the race with patience. Amen. Run it for the prize. Run that we might, as I've said many times before, and it's been said by others, it wasn't something I come up with. It's not how we start, but it's how we finish. Amen. I want to finish well for the Lord. And if we're going to finish well, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take running the race with patience. If we're going to finish well, it's going to take taking and lying down sometimes for some rest with the Lord. Amen. Sometimes it's going to take some leaping with praise to God. Amen. If we're going to take and finish the race the way He'd have us to. This morning we should be running our race for the Lord and seeking to receive a prize for His honor and His glory. So when we receive that prize, we might take and cast it back at His feet, that He might get the honor and glory for it. Amen. You think about, I watched just a few minutes last night. I don't know if some of y'all watched it or not. They had the NFL Honors Awards on TV. And I don't know if any of y'all watched it or not. They gave away like the MVP of the Year and the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and all those types of things. Awards for the end of the football season. And almost every one of them guys that got up, some of them gave better speeches than others, but almost every one of them that got up, guess what they said, at least in some capacity? I want to thank. And then they would say who they were thanking. You say, why do you point that out? Because I believe this, that for them to get the prize, what they received, they realized that somebody along the way and some people along the way helped them get to where they were. May I say the same thing's true with you and me in our lives. We can't get to the finish line and do anything without the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for those people that the Lord Jesus Christ has brought across my path and is still bringing across my path to help me to get to that finish line for Him. Amen. And you can think of some people like that too. Maybe it was a person that led you to the Lord. Maybe it was somebody along the way when you was about to quit that the Lord took and brought somebody across your path that was able to encourage you and help you to keep on going for Him. Maybe it was a preacher, a Sunday school teacher, a missionary. Maybe it was a relative. Somebody that the Lord used to help you along the way. And thank the Lord that some of those men last night that stood up there on the stage, some of them did, especially one guy in particular. I can't remember which one it was. He made the comment right off the bat. I think it was a guy that won the Rookie of the Year award, maybe. But he made the comment right off the bat. He said, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, because without Him, I wouldn't be here today. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. There's a few out there that will still realize that. May I say, that's what I'm saying to you today. May the Lord help us to run the race for Him. Amen. But run that we might receive the prize. You say, what's the prize? The prize is this. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Enter into the joy. Let's pray.